What's up, everyone? It's Noah Daniels here with the Real Hauntings Podcast. We hope that everyone is staying safe and taking the necessary precautions during these strange times. Let's jump back into the interview with Maria for part two of Maria's episode.
Man, well, any other stories you want to share with us?
Well, I do have one more, and this one was with my son. We had traveled to Michigan to visit my husband's family, so we stayed over with his grandparents, and I believe that they lent him this house because they work in the field, and they're like I know some of his uncles are like foremen, and some of them take care of the people at the camps and stuff like that, so they let them stay in certain houses when they go over for the season. So we stayed in one of those houses, and in this room, they had this weird frame, and it was just the frame itself was nice. It was just a country house, flowers and everything. But around the frame, there was like these scratches, and I said, "Why is it like that?" And they're like, "We don't know. The house was already like that. That's the way it is, and we just never like moved it or did anything with it." And I said, "Okay." So we slept in that room where the frame was, and in the middle of the night, I just felt somebody looking at me. And then my son shakes me and said, "Mom, there's somebody here." And I said, "No." So I opened my eyes and I see like the little shadow, like of a little boy, and his eyes just staring at me. And his eyes are like these weird, like glow color. I don't know. So I look towards my husband to see. And then there's another one exactly like him, another like little boy and a taller figure, more kind of a female. Like I could see like the hair, I don't know how to describe it, but I could see something like hair, and they're just there staring at my husband, and because he slept in another bed and he didn't fit with us. Mm-hmm. I was just weirded out. I looked back at my son, he's already asleep again, but they had bad intentions or nothing. They were just curious about it, so they were just staring at us like we were new toys or something, and they just kept tilting their heads to say like, "Hmm."
Oh, weird.
And then I just turned around and went back to bed, and I just didn't think about it again.
Oh, I just got weird chills all the way through.
Wait, did that have anything to do with the frame?
No, I don't.
That's just something you remember.
People who slept in that room have seen a woman walk outside the window dressed in white, which is the lady that she wasn't dark. She was white.
Wow. That's so crazy. I don't know. We have so many people that just say, I went back to sleep. I could not have gone back to sleep. I would have had to turn the light on.
Yeah, no way. I would just leave.
Well, I've heard and seen so many things like most of my life that I remember that I just like, okay, like whatever. I'm just going to turn around and go to sleep because I don't have the energy to deal with you right now.
And your son also went right back to sleep after this happened?
Yes. Once I told him you're just dreaming stuff. He just turned around and went back to sleep. And so I opened my eyes to just look around the room.
Oh, I see. Wow.
Yeah.
Does he remember any of this or?
He does. Yeah. He does because he says we had gone looking around the house, and so they have a casket under the house.
What?
And so we were not used to seeing that because we don't have like attics or anything like that really down here and where we're at. You don't see that often. Like, so we were so amazed by them having that. Yeah.
The casket was in the basement?
They have a casket under the barn. Yes.
What was in the casket?
Nothing. I think they had filled it up with tools.
What?
It was a nice casket, though. It was a wooden one, like all decorated.
Wow. I've
this
never heard that.
Really makes me think of Maria, do you ever watch The Office?
I saw it a long time ago. I haven't seen it again. I've been meaning to rewatch it because I did love it when I saw it.
Well, so there's an episode where Dwight's talking about how his family, the tradition is, you know, they bury them and then a year later they'll rebury, you know, their past family members and take them out of the casket, put them in like an oil drum and just bury them in that and then save the casket for the next funeral. So that's just what that made me think of. Maybe that's a real thing that people do to be thrifty with their caskets, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, that house is lended to them, I think, is what they told me. And so they're not there the whole year. They just go like during the season. And his grandparents were the ones that would stay in that house.
Now, Maria, what does your husband think about you seeing all these spirits?
Oh, he doesn't want anything to do with it. He doesn't want to know anything about it. Nothing whatsoever. I can't even tell him, like, that to calm down here at the house because there's nothing here at our house since we already moved over here. The one spirit that we had, the lady supposedly said that I had taken with me over there to her house and he had stayed over there. But I haven't heard anything or seen anything here at our house. But either way, he doesn't want anything to do with it. He just doesn't want to know.
Oh, man.
I don't blame him.
Oh, my gosh. That's so crazy. So what was the last spirit that you saw?
Last one I saw. Okay, it was... I haven't seen anything in a long time. I think the last one would have probably been those people in Michigan. Uh-huh. But no. It was, probably would have been the... the little kid. Recently, my grandpa passed. He passed away last month in January. And so a couple days before he passed, I was putting my youngest to bed. And so as I got up to go to take a shower, I looked towards the door and there was like it was still a shadow, but it was still more clear for me to see like an outline. So it was, I could tell it was just a man, a short man, with a hat and boots on. And he was like kind of sneaking a look into the room, and he was just there hiding by the door. And so when I turned and I kept staring at that spot, like I guess he realized I could see him or something, and he just turned back around and hid next to the wall. And so when I walked out, like I didn't see him anymore, but that was that was the last one I've seen.
And do you think that was your grandfather?
I do believe so, yes, because it was already it was in those days where they called the active death, where they come and go, and it was so hard for him to just let go.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you coming on, and you'll have to tell your coworkers that you got on the podcast and tell them to listen to the episode, or your old coworkers, I guess. Is there any final parting words you want to leave with our audience?
You don't know what to say. I mean, there's so many stuff out there, and I'm pretty sure I could get into it a bit more. It's just the fear of, you know, seeing all those people, those shadows, like, could get so dark. But there's always, you know, you can protect yourself from everything.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on, and I hope you have a good rest of the night. And if you think of any more stories, please email us and let us know.
Yeah, thank you.
No, thank you. I finally get to tell these people everything. But yes, I'll get with my boss to get the video, and if anything else or anything else comes up, I'll be sure to contact you.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Maria, Maria.
Maria, I just met a girl named Maria.
Maria, I just met a girl named Maria. And suddenly I see how wonderful my life can be.
So guys, that was Maria. Wow, that's, I don't know if we've heard somebody that haunted since like Devin and Jess. That's these people that see ghosts all the time and have to deal with the supernatural, or what they perceive as supernatural on a daily, you know, maybe not daily basis, but on a regular basis.
Yeah.
To me, seems like the most horrifying thing that you could
deal
with.
They're so casual about it. They're just like, yeah, I see like an, you know, eight shadows outside my window, but it's fine. Or I see glowing eyes from three people in a room while I'm asleep, and it's fine.
Yeah, it's super creepy. And just like, I mean, it must just be like a part of their life that they've accepted, which is why they can be so casual about it. For me, I have a really hard time with, you know, picturing it in my mind. Like, what is it that they're really seeing? Because that, like, a shadowy figure is a little vague for me.
Especially like the darker it gets, the darker the shadows get. But isn't that how shadows work?
Well,
I thought maybe she meant like the like darker spirit.
That's kind of what I was thinking. But
okay.
But then she also did say that at night is when she sees them more.
Yeah.
Which to me, like at night, everything looks somewhat shadowy, right? So I don't know. Is that because she's seeing other things and interpreting them as shadow spirits? Or is it, you know, is there something about nighttime that makes these things come out?
It reminded me of Teresa when she came on the second time and did the live reading and told the story of her daughter's like bedroom, mm-hmm. you know, how there was like something under the bed and then later something in like a truck. That kind of vibe she described remind me of what Maria kind of sounds like she goes through. But it always scares me the most when they're like, I know these are bad or like evil or what, like those adjectives associated with the something you can't control, like the supernatural seems like it would be truly a terrible experience. Whether it's real or not, it's her reality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's tough.
Going back to the point of being like, oh, I see this all the time and she doesn't care. I try to think of something like in real life that happens to. Like a friend that lives with like a headache every day of her life. Like, I don't know what that feels like either. Or like, what's something, you know what I
mean? Like arthritis, things that we would complain about if like it hit us for one day.
Yeah, or something that's really normal for us on a day-to-day basis that other people, it's not, I mean, there's so many things.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, someone, you know, who's accustomed to maybe like a more rural lifestyle and then they go to New York City and they're like, how are there all these people? And everyone's just walking down the street, minding their own business.
Yeah. Like having to parallel park every day.
AKA me, my first time in New York City.
Did you throw your hat up into the air when you got to the middle of the street?
I shouted, yeehaw.
Oh, I was thinking Mary Tyler Moore, but.
Oh, okay.
Didn't get looks that. Like JJ made it after all. Looks like we made it. Okay. So here's a question. If you guys are Maria and you're in bed with her child, but it's your child, not her child.
Wow.
And your child tells you, hey, there's a ghost in here and it's staring at us. And then you open your eyes and you see something looking back at you. What do you do? Like, I don't know
honestly,
how you move on.
I think Maria's strategy was super smart of like, you're just dreaming, go back to sleep. And then it's like, all right, now I'm going to look and see it.
I would have to turn the lights on and get up and make sure it's not like an actual person that's about to murder me. I can't just go back to sleep if there's three pairs of eyes staring at me.
Also, what a twist that there's a casket below in the basement filled with tools.
Who has that?
I don't understand. I just...
Where were they again?
Michigan.
Michigan on like a... Like some kind of, I don't know. I didn't really understand exactly.
A camp, something. I don't know. If you're from Michigan and this is a thing that y'all do, let us know at realhauntingspodcast@gmail.com.
Well, Noah, you've seen glowing eyes in our first episode.
Yeah.
Sounded kind of like your Jawa.
Actually, it did, right? Because I described it as a dark figure with the glowing eyes.
And that makes me think, if there is a supernatural realm, there's like all these different types of spirits and like levels. And like, I'm watching The Magicians on Netflix now.
Oh, do you like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty crazy. It was a book series at first. And there's like 4 or 5 seasons. So I'm always late to the party. But there's so many different levels of like spirits and magic and that kind of thing. Maybe it's all real.
Well, another thing I wonder about, because like we hear all these people describe the different entities. Is it the person too? Like, is there a level that they scratch that goes up and down of what they can see and interpret? I don't know. And having to see children, ghost children, like that. My favorite story out of all the stories was the child in the funeral home. I love a story where they're like, and then they pulled the picture out and it was that ghost that I had seen earlier. You know, I love the dramatization of that.
Yeah. And it kind of like gives it a layer of confirmation. I mean, I think it's still very possible that when, you know, you think you've seen something and then you tell someone and they go, oh, did it look like this? That your brain just automatically goes, yeah, that was it.
Right.
Whether or not that was what you really saw in that moment, I don't know. Maria seems very confident that it was definitely that kid.
Child.
Yeah.
And so I can't speak for her, but I think if I was in that situation, I don't know if I would trust my memory as much.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. That was a fun one. Maybe not so fun for her to live through it, but it was fun to get to interview somebody who I love these
these interviews where it's with people that have reoccurring haunting experiences.
Yeah.
And they're fascinating. So I will say for this one, it moves the needle a little bit for me more so than some of the ones we've had recently, because it's been a while since I've heard somebody tell us a story where I've had chills run through my entire body. Now that may just mean she's a good storyteller, you know, but it hit me, the story with the kid and then the story with the children and the lady in white staring back at her. That gave me chill bumps.
I want to see the video of the chat.
Oh, that's right.
Oh yeah.
I want to see that too.
Yeah. Shout out to Maria's ex-boss. So sorry that she told the story. I know you right. wanted to, but we believe you. And we're super excited to hear more about it.
And thanks for sharing the good name of Real Hauntings to coworkers and friends alike.
Oh, yeah.
Well, JJ, how'd that feel to you? What'd you think?
Oh, man. I mean, there's so many things, like the fact that, you know, the descriptions really did make me think in the moment. I was like, that sounds like Noah's ghost from our very first episode. Download it, listen to it.
Convincing.
Rate it, buy it,
rate it. And that, you know, the nameplates flying off the wall, but you know, there's still a part of me that says I don't know for sure what it is, and I can't just jump to a conclusion.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm still skeptical, but I don't know. I feel like torn in different directions. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think that's how the most interesting of the stories we hear kind of leave you. It's kind of you feel kind of torn.
Yeah.
Because it pushes you a little bit against what your instincts want to tell, you know.
Yeah.
What about you, Kat? Are you torn?
I probably feel the same. I'm just like, I love hearing all these. It just seems like really cool stories. It's really cool to hear from people all over the world that are experiencing similar things. So,
yeah, I hope we get to see that video.
Yeah, that'll be interesting,
for sure. All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening to another episode of the podcast. We really appreciate it. We see what you guys are doing out there as far as sharing our podcast to your friends. We've heard from more people. We've seen the growth on Instagram and with our downloads, and we really appreciate that. You know, not only do we this podcast because we're interested in this, we do it because of this fan base that is growing, requesting more stories and passing more stories to us. So we appreciate that. And with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ Crable.
And I'm Kat, y'all.
Y'all. Ooh, y'all.